Hey, listeners, get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road, work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Welcome to Before Breakfast, a production of iHeartRadio. Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the Before Breakfast podcast. Today's tip is to figure out how to wait. Being able to wait well can help make any situation feel like less of a waste of time. So, like almost everyone, I hate waiting. But sometimes it's inevitable. And sometimes it's in the service of cool things. I'm thinking here of a trip I took to Yellowstone National Park with my older three children. Yellowstone is known for its geysers. Old Faithful is famous for being, well, faithful. It goes off every 91 minutes on average, plus or minus about 10 minutes. Other geysers have a much longer window of possibility. My kids really wanted to see the Grand Geyser, which promised to be grand, but the eruption window was sometime between 5 and 6:45 p.m. So we got to the geyser at 4:55 on a frigid afternoon, and there we sat. I had my phone, but almost no reception. Plus, my hands were too cold to take the phone out of my pockets. So how should I spend this uncertain quantity of time? In this case, I chatted with the kids and I walked around, partly to keep myself warm, but also because movement is a good way to make time pass while improving mood. It worked. And, of course, all time passes. Eventually, the wait time was going to be over. The geyser erupted around 5:50 p.m., and it was indeed spectacular. Grand, even. Definitely worth the wait. We all wind up waiting sometimes for something. On that same trip, we got stuck behind a bison on the road. He was waddling along at his own pace, and no power on earth was going to move him. We wait for planes. We wait for water to boil. When possible, it's best to have something to read or something to listen to. An hour passes pleasantly with a nice podcast. My kids and I sometimes look at old pictures on our phones together. That we can do even with no reception. Another person who is waiting with you might be engaged in pleasant conversation. Try asking about favorite memories and letting the other person talk. Active listening can make a wait go by quickly. Close your eyes and think of happy memories. Close your eyes and meditate on a single word. Or walk around if you can. But ask yourself this question. What can I do during this waiting time that would make me happier than I was before? It's often hard to do. We all get impatient. Yep, even at a bison. Or more specifically, at the people who didn't pass the bison when he moved to the side of the road because they wanted to get pictures. But waiting can be tolerable or even slightly pleasant if we try. So today, think of ways you might pass time when you need to. What would make any waiting better? Have this option ready, and you might just stop wishing time away. In the meantime, this is Laura. Thanks for listening. And here's to making the most of our time. Hey, everybody. I'd love to hear from you. You can send me your tips, your questions, or anything else. Just connect with me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Before Breakfast Pod. That's BE, the number 4, then breakfast, P-O-D. You can also shoot me an email at beforebreakfastpodcast@iheartmedia.com. That before breakfast is spelled out with all the letters. Thanks so much. I look forward to staying in touch. Before Breakfast is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Hey, listeners. I know you love mornings. And with nearly 300 beaches in Puerto Rico, each one is a reason to wake up early and catch a picture-perfect sunrise. Puerto Rico has nearly 300 miles of coastline, and the island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches and beaches perfect for water sports. No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.